Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Horowitz, I want to do part two of this interview in the near future. I want to fire up some of your websites and, of course, some of your books covering this. I want listeners to get them and then go track down your sources and find out it's true for yourself. I want you to know, especially FBI and government people, so when your wife or son or daughter or you are dying prematurely, you'll know who did it to you, okay? It's very important. I know you're not going to listen until you're dying, but at least then you can tell your family. Maybe they'll wake up and the death can stop then. I mean, we're not joking around here. These people are cold-blooded. They're in control because they're ruthless. They want power. They crave it. Average folks don't. Dr. Horowitz, in closing, I remember you telling me years ago, and it was in the news when this happened, you know, and you remember you on the air on this show, right, 9/11, saying, look for anthrax. I was saying the same thing, because they were hyping, and we saw the pre-hyping. But in closing, you know, when you're telling them, don't you care about your family? Don't you see this? I mean, these agents at your house for 2 days, you know, they finally left. But, I mean, did you get through to any of their humanity, or do they like being injected with cancer? Do they like the fact that they're being murdered? Do they like the? I mean, or is it just about the power trip? They just don't care, even if they're being murdered.
No, I think that the FBI agents were extremely impressed. They went back. They probably told their bosses, you know, leave Horowitz alone. I think that's typical. Most human beings go into services such as, you know, even the military. People do it because they think they're doing good, but they really don't have their eyes open to the documentation that we're providing that shows that what they're really doing is serving as Manchurian candidates for a political genocidal conspiracy.
Absolutely amazing. So it's much worse than what Reverend Jeremiah Wright is saying. I mean, what he was saying was a shadow of the true monster.
You know, he knows the whole truth. I watched him and I listened to him now for the first time extensively. And this man knows what's going on. Notice when he refers to the media, he calls it the corporate-controlled media. You know, this whole thing is corporate fascism. That's what globalism is. And it's not about loving human beings who have ethics and morals and values. And that's the tragedy, is that we were raised by those people.
If they win... I agree. If they win, what's the time frame? How many of us are going to be dead?
I think that they're winning, clearly, in their agenda. I think they ultimately lose, and we're actually promoting the Love Code musical healing celebration to show you exactly how we win, how spiritual warfare is being conducted, and the tools and the technologies we need to advance triumphantly. Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of insanity and death, we can fear no evil because ultimately we have the divine technology for protection. Check out lovecodeseminars.com. Lovecode, C-O-D-E, seminar.com.
We will check it out, Doc, but I mean, bottom line, politically, what do you see their time frame until they're really just flying over cities, just flat out killing us? Or will it just be more soft kills and the media explaining why everybody's dying, how it's no big deal?
You know, they're doing it now, Alex. They're flying over cities. They're poisoning us. People are hacking and coughing. This is the springtime. We're supposed to have the cleanest atmosphere of the entire year. Wait till you see this summer where they're going to be telling people everywhere across North America, stay indoors because you can't go out and even breathe the air.
Believe me, you don't have to tell me about it. I've always been completely healthy. And, like, a few months ago, everybody I knew was sick, and you'd walk outside and go, ah! And,
yep.
And the news would say it was allergies while there were jets flying over and helicopters. One night I got home at 2 a.m. and a Cessna flew over with a sprayer going, spraying my neighborhood.
Yeah, I just flew from Toronto to Chicago to Spokane, Washington, across the United States, and it was hideous. The atmosphere is completely gray and dirty brown everywhere, and this is what we get by trusting our politicians that are literally whores and prostitutes for the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel.
Doc, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for all the time.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Amazing. Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We've got Richard C. Cook coming up for an hour and 50-minute transmission to break down what's really happening with the economy. This is the GCN Radio Network. Stand by for more transmission. Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In just a moment, we're going to be speaking to Richard C. Cook, prolific author, former federal government analyst, one of the key figures behind the investigation of Space Shuttle Challenger. He's well known for his financial analysis. And I've had the head of the New York Business School on, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, was back with us last week, and Bob Chapman. And they basically all concur with what our guest is about to say. It's the same basic analysis, but he really flushes it out nicely and covers a lot of facets we haven't gotten into. So I want to cover what the current crisis is, where he thinks it's going, getting different perspectives, because they all vary a bit, even with Dead Reckoning. We're all seeing the same data. And then going back and understanding how we got here and where it's going. Because to know where we're going, we got to know where we come from. Now, before we go to our guest, I just want to plug a couple sponsors. And I want you to remember that not only are these great sponsors, because I only plug things I believe in, unlike some people, and things I try, things I've used, but that it also then also supports this radio show. And one of those is eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. With all of the uncertainty that's going on, you need a storable food from a company that's inexpensive, a good value, and that you can trust. It's high quality, clean, non-GMO food right here in the U.S. of A. Whether it's economic calamity or food shortages, regardless, it's an insurance policy you can eat. And I suggest you give them a call, get a free brochure, or get a year's supply of food. It's very inexpensive. You'll be surprised. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. Now, the government stockpiles food and says we're going to have all this bedlam and they're fear-mongering, and there are shortages all over the world. I've been plugging this for a year before all this was happening. I'm just saying I think it's a good insurance policy with all the uncertainty we have, because in the Great Depression, we had 80-plus percent of people living on the farms and self-sufficient. Now we have 10% in the country with half of those, 5% total, that are somewhat self-sufficient. So, folks, you got to eat. 1-800-409-5633. And if there's a 10% chance we're going to have a depression, it's more like 50% chance or higher, that's going to be really bad, then you need the food. That's my reason, not food shortage, freakouts, and the rest of it. I just think it's being overhyped, but, you know, c'est la vie. There's no excuse not to get the food. Okay, now I've belabored that. It's a one-minute plug, but I really believe in it, so I go overboard. Also, Aloe-Ease from the folks at New Vitality. This is one of the big, respected vitamin companies, mineral supplement companies. We're proud to have them as sponsors. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They have a lot of great products, hundreds of great products. And they just have things like concentrated aloe vera tablets that are very well known to detoxify your guts, your intestines, your stomach, and to strip it all out. Just really good stuff. Aloe-Ease colon cleanse. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or newvitality.com. And then, of course, there's also Interfood, the best green food I've found out there, and they're patriots. They hate the New World Order. I take it every day. Most of my office takes it. When they run out, they go down to Brave New Books in Austin and buy more. But if you're in Austin, you can get it there. But they're just fabulous, folks, and it's got 20 superfoods in it, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corallina, spirulina, cherry root, just so much more. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Go to Infowars.com, link through on the link there on the site and get 10% off because you're an Alex Jones website reader, or you can call them and tell them you're a listener and you get 10% off. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Okay. In financial news, Warren Buffett is saying the recession could be worse than they first feared. See, we've been in a recession for years. Incomes went down thousands of dollars in the last 6 years. They cooked the numbers, the CPI, the rest of it. And now they're telling you, okay, maybe the recession is going to be worse. When you add in all the different factors, it's stormy weather, the worst we've seen in 60, 70 years, any way you cut it. I don't know how bad that typhoon's going to be, but it's 5 miles off. We're already in high winds. We're battening down the sails and the hatches, and it's serious. And so they're easing you in while they hand out carbine 308 rifles to the major police departments, as they double the SWAT teams in every major city, as they openly say they're getting ready for martial law and deploy microwave guns and sound cannons to every major city and build FEMA camps. I mean, they're getting ready for something. Massive saber rattling with Iran, just crazy talk from neocons. Wolfowitz is running around saying that Paul Wolfowitz said yesterday that there has been no insurrection and no occupation since 2004. He said, yeah, the war is over. I mean, we've now entered a doublethink land where, I mean, I expect Bush with the behavioral psychologist just to flip us out, because this has all been done scientifically, to come out dressed up in Teletubby outfits or something and, you know, smoke LSD on television. I mean, it's gotten so crazy that, and I've read their behavioral psychology documents from 20 years ago, the last things declassified, they're doing this on purpose. You know, when they kill al-Zahari 4 times and Zarqawi 14 times and the Saddam sons 4 times, and then have the Intel Center upload al-Qaeda videos in the same video layer as the Intel Center bug. I mean, it's all just in your face. All right, I'm already digressing and ranting. I'm sorry. Let's go to our guest for the next hour and 47 minutes, Richard C. Cook. He's got Richard Cook, Richard C. Cook, so it's RichardCCook.com. Links up on Infowars.com. And he worked at NASA. He worked in U.S. Civil Service Commission. He worked in the Jimmy Carter White House under It just goes on and on. His bio, you can just go to his website and read it. Graduated honors from the College of William and Mary, where he was elected to Phi Beta Kappa. He resides in College Park, Maryland. On and on and on. And we appreciate you coming on, Mr. Cook.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alex. It's really great to be here.
It's great to have you on. You also write for Global Research, a lot of other publications. Before we get into the economy, what do you think about Wolfowitz saying that there's really been no war since 2004?
Well, it's absurd, of course. Right now, the United States is embarked upon, and we have been for the Bush administration, and going back even further than that, the military conquest of the Middle East. Everything that's happened in Iraq is a part of that. They've lined up Iran for the next phase, and so on it goes.
Well, then in a nutshell, with your analysis, your take on things, projecting the lines, how do you see the next few years unfolding?
We're in an economic collapse. You know, in the United States, we do not have a producing economy anymore to speak of. We were once the world's greatest industrial economy coming out of World War II through the 50s on into the 1960s. All that began to change in the 1970s, where we began the transition from being a producing economy to being a financial economy. The power of money creation was turned over entirely to the bankers through the Federal Reserve System, through the policies of monetarism.
And surprise, surprise.
It's just been financial bubbles.
And surprise, surprise, we gave private interest unlimited power, and they stole us blind. And now they know we're going to get mad, so they've militarized the police. And I want to walk through all that. But for those that don't know, that's what globalism's about. It's about bringing down the nation states, getting us all dependent, getting us all off the land, all under their grid for domestication, and so eugenics operations can then be carried out against us at their leisure. But then should we start at the beginning or break down how you see this? Let's break down how, you know, the real numbers that we have, the hundreds and thousands of trillions of debt, where it comes from. Let's break down the time frame, how you think it's going to melt down, and then let's go back to the beginning.
Well, the gross domestic product in this country, if you look at real growth, really has not changed a whole lot since the 1970s. Most of the economic growth that has been counted by the government is in the financial sector, to the point where the financial sector has been the driver of the economy. But, of course, all of that is based upon lending and financial bubbles through successive phases going back all the way into the Reagan years. All of that is coming to a head because the financial bubbles have gotten so out of control under the Bush administration that there's really nothing left to inflate except for the fuel inflation and now the food inflation that really is what I call the terminal bubble. Once you start taking away people's homes through inflating the value, and then you start taking away their food through inflating the cost of food, there's not a whole lot left that you can inflate. In the meantime, with all of our jobs going overseas, with the manufacturing industries being decimated, with the infrastructure crumbling, leaving us only with what's left of the service economy, there's nothing left for the American people to live on except for the handouts to come down from these financial bubbles.
And they're going to bring out all this fiat currency, 10% of college grads now Homeland Security related. They admit we're going to shift over into a literal prison grid.
Well, the inflation has gone about as far as it can go, and it's about to come down, and we're going into what I call a terminal depression. And what that's going to lead to is the end of the United States as a producing economy. And I think it's deliberate. I think this is something that's been in the works for a very long time. I think we're seeing those plans coming to fruition now.
I agree. And stay there. We're about to break. Let's come down and talk about what that's going to look like and explain why it is a terminal depression. And we're going to be a third world country with festooned armies of paramilitary police with felony records. They admit they're recruiting felons now. Just hell. Hell is being released. Richard C. Cook, he, of course, has written for the Washington Post, Washington Monthly, Space and Security News, the Houston Post. press conferences for the Institute of Space and Security Studies. This guy knows what he's talking about. We're honored to have him. RichardCCook.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslaving. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Way up. Way up. All right, Richard C. Cook. No. Analyst for NASA, you name it. Breaking down, big syndicate of columnists breaking down where he sees this going. Let's go over what the collapse will look like, the time frame you think, and then let's talk about what caused it, who stands to gain from it, and go back to the beginning. Please go ahead.
Okay, let me just mention, if I could, Alex, I've got an email that we just brought up. My partner, Susan Bosky, and I have an email at economicsanity@gmail.com, and if people are interested in sending in questions, they can send it to that, economicsanity@gmail.com. And we also talk about my new book that will be coming out, called We Hold These Truths, The Promise of Monetary Reform. So that's that'll be coming out later this year. It's been published by Tendril Press.
Oh, good.
But I think the thing to understand is that the U.S. economy today is on the verge of collapse. And if it does, I believe that this collapse is foreseen, it is planned, and part of the bursting of all of these bubbles that we see is to bring it about. And we are going to be facing here a ruined nation with no manufacturing base, an infrastructure that's crumbling, the bridges collapsing, aging population, insufficient food because we've allowed our family farming to be ruined, poorly developed resources. We've capped our oil wells. We've sealed up a lot of our mines, and the dollar is collapsing. Now, there's plenty of prophets of doom who say that, well, this is just overpopulation and we're going to have scarcity. And, well, that is not really true.
That's right. They're engineering it so they can come in with these global managers to leverage the crisis they created.
And I think, too, that these rumors of a North American Union with the currency being changed to the Amero, there's something to that. And I think that's really where it's headed, where we're going to be folded into the overall global structure of a few centers of very tightly controlled local economies. But it's been part of the program to take down the United States as a producer, as a powerful world economy for decades. And this is what's going on right now.
And by the way, rumors of our demise have been greatly exaggerated, but now Mark Twain's going into the ground. I mean, they're putting dirt on top of the casket. This was designed, and then you'll have these huge international sentinels of wealth with private military armies controlling other conscript armies, just deploying and running their operations. The middle class was the main enemy, and now they're being laid low.
Well, the real center of all this is in the banking centers of Northern Europe, including London. That's where it's always been run from. That's where it's being run from today. And if you want to go back, we can go well into the last couple hundred years to see how all of that came about.
We will. Why are the elites so viciously doing this now? I mean, it's militarily to get everybody leveraged, blow out economies, as the IMF World Bank documents from 2002 state, to then consolidate everything.
Well, the time has come for it. The time is ripe. They have the technology. They have the communications. They have the control. And the U.S. has pretty much played itself out now as being the military enforcer of the financial empire. We have been doing this now for a century. The American century is really the Hundred Years' War, where the United States and its resources and its people have been harnessed as the
yes.
driving force to secure control of the world for the financial empire.
That's right. We've been parlayed.
We've given them everything we can, and now they're done with us.
That's it. We've been parlayed. We're like a Pony Express horse whose heart has burst, and they're jumping on another horse. Who is that pony? China?
China. Yes. China's being groomed, and you can see this in all of this that's going on with the Olympics. China's going through training now, where the financiers have moved in to take over that country. That's what all the Western investment in China is about. And China is a very useful tool in this because they have a totalitarian government that has terrorized their own population to pretty much do what they're told. There's going to be, they're already the biggest ground army in the world. And yes, China is going to be the next country that's going to be the enforcer for the financiers. But again, remember, the center of financial control is Europe. That's what the European Union is about, and they're going to be putting together their own consolidated nuclear force to protect the financial centers. But China is going to be the enforcer, and the real enemies of the financiers always have been two nations. One has been the United States, and the other has been Russia.
And stay there, Richard C. Cook. Long, long segment. Plenty of time to go over this. Powerful info. Hope everybody's listening. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in right now. This is your future. And they're going to turn the cops loose on us. Our carcass is going to be climbed over by worms.
Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
Did you see how they had those Chinese secret police beating up Londoners, Parisians,
the interest is up,
San Franciscans? It was all done on purpose. This is all official global documents. China is going to be their new army.
I live back in the woods, you see.
You think you're going to live out in the woods? What do you think 5 million cops, it's 2 million now, are going to be doing? Taking your farm, taking your ranch. They're going to a predatory economy where these yuppies are going to do anything they're told to try to keep their standard of living. And they're going to come and they're going to take everything you've got. I've studied countries' economies when they collapse, especially in this model. It looks bad. I want to get former government analyst, advisor to NASA, Washington Post writer, the list goes on and on. Richard C. Cook, richardccook.com. Really valuable info. Continuing with what this collapse will look like, give us, I mean, do you think it's going to, I mean, it's already happening now, but most of the economists I have on say 2 to 3 years till total hyper inflation, inflationary depression. You're calling it terminal depression. I agree. Because we rebounded from the emergency reorganization by the same bankers in 33. Well, just tell me where you think it's going.
Well, I think that they're trying to keep things afloat as best they can until the election this November. They don't want to rattle the voters too much and cause the voters to do anything radical like elect a Ron Paul or maybe even a more progressive Democrat. So things are being kept closely under wraps until after the November election and after the inauguration next January. At that time, I think that the Federal Reserve is going to back off and is going to announce that we're going to let the correction take its course. And at that point, I think we'll really go into heavy unemployment and severe shortages of gasoline, severe shortages of food, and that will be the beginning of the end phase of the collapse.
And I just make the base point that I made earlier. If you have 80-plus percent that were agrarian, living in the rural areas, truly self-sufficient in the 30s during the Depression, and people still starved to death, and there were basically slave colonies and grapes of wrath, now we have 10% in the country, 5% self-sufficient. My God. I mean, this is no wonder they're building giant FEMA camps.
The food supply is being taken away. And I've been saying this now, I may be the only analyst who's been saying this over the last year. You know, I've written this in some of my articles, and people think I'm a little bit off the wall by warning of famine in the United States.
Now the Wall Street Journal agrees with you, but go ahead.
You know, how could it happen here, the richest nation on the earth? And what I'm saying is that we are maybe one winter away from widespread food shortages and possibly starvation in the United States.
Now, there's three or four things that feed into that, but I think one of the main ones is the dollar's like a peso now almost, and so foreign countries are buying more of our production, and I see the ethanol situation as a red herring. I'm not saying I defend it, but you know, compared to, you know, to other things that are happening, and at the same time, we have had some bad weather. And the globalists have been bidding up the price of food. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, the food is simply not there the way it has been in the past. Global food stores and reserves are way down. Productivity is down because of the genetically manufactured seeds. People don't realize that you get less yield per acre with that than you do with traditional crops. But more important than that is the fact that we just do not have family farms anymore. As you know, and as you've said, Alex, for most of our history, most people in America have been fed from farms that are 10, 15, 20 miles away. Now, if you're subject to a distribution system where your food is brought in from overseas, not even within the United States in a lot of cases, what happens if transportation systems break down? What happens if the price of fuel shoots up? What happens if truckers won't haul it anymore? You can't eat, and that's where we are right now.
Well, let me stop you. I know a lot of truck drivers who are friends of mine going back many years, short haulers here in town, long haulers, aggregate haulers, and they're going broke. They don't have food. They don't have money for food. The big corporations are moving in who will, during this period of gas prices skyrocketing, they are cutting prices and saying they mean to drive everybody out. And that's just one microcosm. Everywhere, it's a hyper-predatory system.
That's correct. And if the food isn't being grown somewhere where it can get to you or you can get to it, then what's going to happen when decisions are made at the corporate level or at the level of the financial controllers that we're just going to stop hauling it for a while? You have no choice. You've got nothing left to eat.
Sir, have you read the 1,000-plus pages or scanned over the IMF World Bank document leaks of 2002? Because they say in there, it's how they call it the IMF riot, how they go in and pay governments off to do this. Then they even shut off the water and gas for a while to cause riots to fully crater the economy.
Well, I've written about that. You know, it's been IMF policy for a long time under what they call the Washington Consensus to take away the ability of developing countries to produce their own food supply. There was an article the other day in the Washington Post saying that this African country, Mauritania, only grew 30% of their own food. Well, how can that be a developing country that is dependent for its food supply 70% on foreign producers? That's an example of what the IMF has done to the developing world. This is a great tragedy worldwide.
Well, State Department Memorandum 200 says it's the policy for eugenics.
Yes.
to not allow these countries to have their own food supply.
But the strange thing is that it's also being done to the United States right now.
Well, that's what I was saying, is that that's the thinking in the last decade, was it was time to now treat us as a third world colony.
Yes, that's right.
Well, please continue with what this will look like then. What are cops going to do when their grandmother, when their mother is starving to death? I guess they'll do like Mr. Richard did, where he, the head of the police in the county around New Orleans, his mother called him on a cell phone for 5 days saying, son, come get me. I'm in the nursing home. And he followed orders, and he cried on TV and said, I let her die. I follow orders. I guess, well, mommy will die. That's what they do, huh?
I think New Orleans is the model, you know. Half the people who were there before have been able to go back, and it's become the Disney World on the Mississippi. And the rest of the people are just left to fend for themselves as best they can. And that's certainly where I think things are headed for most of the United States. Now, you're going to have these pockets of prosperity as you have now, and those will be mainly around the financial centers, upscale resorts, and military installations. Like, there will be certain parts of the country, maybe around Washington, D.C., New York, places like that.
Just like Pyongyang.
Where they'll still have an economy, but that'll be all.
Just like North Korea. Just like North Korea, where they've got the T-bone steaks and the fancy shops and everybody else is starving to death.
Well, that's a feudal nation, and we're becoming a feudal nation where, you know, the top 5 or 10% and their hangers-on have what they need, and the rest of the people just don't.
Well, to start breaking down then the current economic data that proves your statement, and then let's go back over the history.
Well, as far as economic data is concerned, the most important number to look at is the debt load that's carried by the economy, because there you get the debt-to-equity ratio that's such a important indicator when you're out doing financial marketplace shopping. We have an economy now where the gross domestic product is about $14 trillion. Now, of that $14 trillion, probably 50% of it, or maybe a little bit less, but somewhere in that range, is what I call churning. That's just financial transactions going back and forth. And the reason that it's called part of the gross domestic product is the federal government can tax it. If it's taxable, it's called production, even if it's just a financial transfer, or if it's simply based upon inflation, the way housing prices have been. That's called wealth, and, of course, that wealth is now disappearing. So if you have real production, say, in, let's say in the $10 trillion a year range, our total debt load that we're carrying right now as a society, and that includes household debt, family debt, government debt, and business debt, is now pushing over $50 trillion. Now, that doesn't even include the whole derivatives market, which we won't talk about right now. This is just the debt that's attached to the producing society. So if your debt as a nation is five times your income, five times your real production, you've got a major problem. And one reason you've got a major problem is that that debt is not free. You're paying service on that debt. And if you delay on paying any service on that debt, you're paying compound interest on the debt. So the debt is growing exponentially, whereas the real production is not growing at all. In fact, the real production today, if you take away the financial inflation, is actually stagnant or declining.
Oh, yeah, it's eroding.
That's the definition of a recession.
And real wages have been eroding.
So the debt load is dragging the whole thing down. The debt load is crushing the producing economy.
But the private bankers love it because through their fiat currencies, they get to buy up every piece of real estate and every commodity and every shred and fully brainwash and militarize the police. I keep talking to the police out there because they need to realize that if they go along with this, that the globalists are going to be able to have their way, and that's going to hurt them. Can you say anything to the apparatus that they intend to implement all this and to suppress us during this transition from free nation to absolute third world slave?
Well, you have some fairly obvious things. I mean, you've got the whole creation of the Department of Homeland Security, which puts the federal umbrella over all law enforcement in the United States. You've got the so-called Patriot Acts and other measures that are set up to erode civil liberties. And the whole thing, of course, is set up right now for a much greater degree of control of the population than we've had, but it's already happening, as you know. I mean, we've got the largest prison population in the world today, and it's growing all the time. So,
and it's so absurd.
It's begun to happen.
Exactly, and it's so absurdist that they claim it's for Al-Qaeda when the borders are open, the airports are open, and we know that's a fraud. on its face, but I mean, you look at the whole attack pattern, the whole setup, it is all about suppressing the people, and then they say, no, it's about fighting Al-Qaeda, but by the way, Al-Qaeda is all misdemeanors now.
Well, in the town where I live, they just had a full-page ad that was printed by the local government of the fugitives who are at large and who are being sought. Now, these are ordinary people. I think some of them have traffic tickets or traffic violations. Some of them have written a bad check or two. These people's pictures are being blazoned across the newspaper as part of the new fugitive roundup that the local police are engaging in.
And by the way, they bought jumbotrons all over the country. The feds now are going to have flashing TVs like in Blade Runner, or an even worse example would be Running Man, announcing, and they admit the Amber Alert now on billboards is going to flash, pop, and they just had all over the country these admitted martial law drills where they said, quote, thousands of police in each city with the military and with the feds are federalized, and they're, quote, we gave thousands of tickets and arrested 1,000 people, you know, in Memphis.
Memphis was one that was pretty well publicized.
And they just run up to you and say, show me your papers. I mean, just fraud. That's martial law, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's beginning. Yeah, people shouldn't think this is off in the future. This has started.
And that's just the acclamation. Do you think the officers realize what's happening? I mean, do you think, or are they just, it's all about the power?
Well, that's the tragedy, is that people have to have jobs. And so, you know, law enforcement looks pretty good. They promise you a lot. And so you have to buy into this. And I think, you really got a feel for the police and the people who are kind of roped into this out of economic necessity. They've got kids. They got families, they got to take care of them. So the easiest way to do it is to go along. This has always been the case. I mean, this is what the whole Nuremberg system was about. This is what the whole aftermath of Nazi Germany was about. They all came along and they said, well, we were just obeying orders. And I think what the Nuremberg trials proved is that that's no excuse. Every person has got to make a stand based upon their own conscience.
Well, they're going to destroy the economy by design, not just to consolidate, but also a lot of the public isn't going to get mad at the government. They're going to just say, we'll do whatever you say, just give us the Lexus and the baubles back, let us act tough.
Or even, let's just give me a meal. Give me something to eat, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's how bad do you think? You think it's going to be televised executions and open bowing down to the great leader? I mean, I think that's what it's probably going to develop into.
That I don't know, because I certainly hope, I think, as a lot of people do, that we will have the ability somehow to find a way out of this. And so I'm not going to make those kind of dire projections, but that's certainly the danger.
Well, I mean, my point is that's what they'd like.
In the United States who may be able to find a way that we can overcome these problems.
Well, how about local police and communities all, which are kind of waking up now, just kind of like Ceausescu giving orders in Romania, nobody listens.
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, there's a lot that people can do. Communities can organize. Communities can begin to take back their food supply, for instance, through co-ops, through community action groups that learn how to create local currencies and finance local projects. People have got to start doing these things.
Richard C. Cook, RichardCCook.com. When did you... Now, you've been writing for decades about stuff, but I mean, when did you, quote, radicalize? When did you really see the big picture? I mean, was it incremental, or did you realize finally one day, my God, we've got real psychopaths running things? I mean, when did you really see this come into focus, just how diabolical it was?
Well, I began to study monetary reform back in the 1970s when I worked at the Jimmy Carter White House. It was at that time that I began to study the writings of C.H. Douglas, who was the founder of the British Social Credit Movement. And he was putting together economic proposals for true economic democracy. And it was at that time I tried to organize a study group. In fact, we had one meeting before Carter was voted out of office to begin looking at serious economic reform, because I realized then that the financial system that we had was really at fault, was really the root of the problem. The debt-based financial system under the Federal Reserve, where all of our money supply is created by bank lending, and that bank lending is in the control of financiers who not only ran the U.S. economy, but ran the world economy. And that's when I really began to connect the dots. And then after I left the government, within a few weeks of leaving, I published my book on the Challenger disaster called Challenger Revealed, where I expose the cover-up of the involvement by the Reagan presidency and the Reagan White House in that flawed decision to launch Challenger. At that time, I began to write about economics and began to go back into my old interests and apply the social credit ideas to the current economic situation. And when I began to run all of the data, I was one of the very early people who began to predict early in 2007 that we had this crash underway. And since that time, it's, you know, as I've gone deeper and deeper into all of the ramifications of it, I've seen what's going on, and then you have coming up on top of it all of the breakdown that is being used by the system to dominate people and to control politics and control our lives.
Okay, we're 50 minutes into this interview. We're going to come back and just let Mr. Cook give you whatever information he thinks most important. This is vital info.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing CocoPure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
CocoPure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try CocoPure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try CocoPure, call 1-800-457-9914. CocoPure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Worked in the White House as an analyst, worked with NASA as an analyst, written for some of the largest papers in the United States. And a lot of you are going to get arrested. A lot of you are going to have your businesses taken. A lot of you are going to be tortured by men in black uniforms. Shaved heads, devil tats all over them. They've bred huge armies of them, most of them felons. I'm really sorry it had to happen to you, America, but That's what happens when you give in to tyranny. That's what happens when you don't care and you believe lies. Now, you can wake up if you'd like. You can decide to speak out now and warn people. But it's going to be tough. Just know that. And we've tried our hardest to wake you up, and we're real sorry about reality, but that's just the way it is. We can't change that. There's a lot of that today, on blaming those that bring you reality instead of blaming the people that are actually doing it to you. Mr. Cook, please continue breaking down exactly how you think this is going to unfold, what's already unfolded, and then let's go back over how they did it, because there's no doubt it's by design. Bilderberg Group, 2.5 years ago, reported, we went on air and said they're going to pop the subprime by design to start the domino. They want the consolidation. So we're on record, from their operation. But please continue.
Well, we can talk about how it got this way. I do want to try, if we could, Alex, sometime in the next hour to go over some economic ideas of...
Let's talk about some solutions, too.
How we can fix it. Do you want to talk about that first, or do you want to go back and go through some of the history of it?
I think it's important to break down the history, who we're dealing with, and now what they're doing, yes.
Okay, well, let's go back first and talk about some of the history of this. And I approach this a little bit differently because, you know, a lot of people have talked about the Federal Reserve System. And, of course, the implementation of the Federal Reserve System in 1913 was indeed the real milestone in giving the financiers control over the United States economy and over the United States. But I want to take a step back from that because... One thing I've said, and I have a new article that will be coming out in Global Research probably in the next day or two, where I point out that it has always been part of the plan of the financiers going back into the late 1900s to focus on taking down two nations, the two nations that most stood against financial domination in the late 1900s were, number one, Russia, and number two, the United States. Now, the way they took Russia down was by fomenting, financing, and paying for the Bolshevik Revolution, because it was the financiers from London, New York, Germany, France, who paid for the communists to take over that country and to destroy what at that time was the most powerful continental nation in Europe, and also a very staunch Christian nation, which was Russia under the Tsars. Russia at that time had become an ally of the United States and had become a very progressive, very prosperous nation, and they wanted to get rid of Russia as a force. And the same thing was done for the United States, and they saw the greatest danger to financier control of the world at that time, a potential alliance between the two big land nations who also were very staunch Christian nations.
Now, again, this is all mainstream. Exactly. This is all mainstream history. We're going to start the fourth hour now, and we're going to go over all this, sir, and I'm going to try to let you cover as much as possible, but it's key to understand, we're not saying it's a communist conspiracy. The bankers, Carol Quigley's written, Georgetown top professor, Bill Clinton's mentor, they created it as a way to wreck a nation and enslave the people, and then the commissariat signed everything over to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and that's now mainline history, and you've got the CIA helping put Mao Zedong into power. So you have this false history of how we're fighting the communists. See, McCarthy was useful until he found out that the bankers were behind it. Stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now,